Alrighty. I haven't made a rambling audio in a while. And I'm driving home and I had a really shitty day today. So I really felt like venting, so I just figured, why not vent to whoever decides to listen to this, I guess. Oh my god, I just looked over at the guy in the car next to me and he made eye contact with me while I was holding my phone up to my face, and I probably look like an idiot talking to myself. Today was just like a really, really terrible. Don't you love when people turn from one of the streets into your lane? Like, they can't go in the other lane, so then you have to brake because they got in your lane. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, yeah, I just had like a super shitty day today, and I really don't have anybody to talk to. I mean, like, I do, but at the same time, like, they're not available right now, and so I don't know. I had like a really, really bad day today. Like, it was so bad. Like, I got in my car when I left work, as I was leaving work, and I like literally wanted to cry, but I was like, I'm not gonna give anybody the satisfaction of making me cry, so I just didn't. I just, you know, got in my car and drove off. This is probably gonna be like another side of me that you guys don't know, because I'm usually just like really like happy and just laughing and saying stupid shit, and I don't know, today, like, it just really bothers me when people underestimate me or think that I'm just like supposed to stay quiet or not act a certain way because I'm a girl. That's one of the things that most bothers me. Like, I work with a lot of guys and it's taking me a really long time to get where I am. And so when people, fantastic, yeah, just terrible drivers getting in my lane. Fantastic. Just please, by all means. Do you guys ever find yourself driving home and you wonder how somebody passed the driving test? You're like, how did you fucking moron, pass the driving test? Was the driving instructor blind? What's going on? Yeah, it just like, and if you guys can't tell, this street is terrible, and so that's why it's just like bumpy. And don't you guys hate when you're like driving behind someone and they brake for like 69 fucking miles to turn? Why? Why? I don't get it. And I know you guys are going to say, oh, you hit the cop car. I know I did hit the cop car. I'm aware. But I don't take 69 miles to fucking brake when I'm going to turn. So, whatever. Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to try to be as vague as possible just because I don't want to, I don't know. It just pisses me off. Like, it's taking me a really long time to get to where I am in my life. And so, when people think that they can just, like, fuck with me or, like, they can get away with shit because I'm a girl and it's, like, they try to be cute, like, that fucking pisses me off. Like, I can be super, super cool and I can joke around. I'm very sarcastic. I have a dry sense of humor. But if you, like, try to act like I'm stupid or treat me like I don't know what the fuck you're doing, like, it pisses me off so bad. And so, yeah, so it's been, like, super hectic at work, and I never give my boss a hard time. Like, I mostly just keep my head down, and today I just didn't think he was doing a good job. And he, you know, I'm usually, like, he always says that he really respects that he really respects my word and my opinion because I'm upfront with him and I'm always honest. And like today I was just like, this is like, I told him straight up, like, this is fucking bullshit. And he's like, well, like, he just didn't give me an explanation. I'm just like, dude, like, and so right now, like, I got up to leave, like, to go home. And he's like, you're not going to stay, because he still wanted me to like stay after my scheduled time to like fucking keep working and helping out when there's like other people that like half-ass all their shit and nobody tells them anything because they're men. And, you know, like, why the fuck should men, if you have a dick, why the fuck should you be held accountable for what you do? Why, you know? Like, no. Because you have a dick, you are completely held at different standards than a woman is. So I guess I didn't realize that. And so that was my mistake. And so he's like, aren't you gonna stay? And I was like, no, I'm fucking leaving. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, I don't have time for this shit, dude. Like, I didn't say that. I was just like, no, dude, I have to go. Like, bye. And I left. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving and I have to make the fucking ham. And it's just like, you guys want to know something? Like, most people get really excited about, like, turkey and stuffing. Like, I don't care about turkey. I think turkey's, like, really fucking gross. And I get really, really stoked for ham. Like, ham is my shit, and I make the ham every year. So, that's really, really exciting. Oh, look at the little old man from across the street. He's waving at me. Hi. Yeah, I make the turkey. Not the turkey. I fucking hate turkey. I make the ham every year, and so, like, it's lit. Fucking love ham. Especially because I went, like, a while without eating meat, and so, I don't know, just, like, I don't know, bro. I'm not a big fan of ham, but damn, on Thanksgiving, it's lit. And I always get to make the ham, so. What are your guys' favorite Thanksgiving stuff? Oh, so yesterday, after I posted that story that I wrote about Andrew, I sent him a text message, and I asked him, I was like, are you with your wife right now? And he was like, what? I was like, are you with your wife? And he wrote back, he was like, no, why? And I was like, oh, I wanted to ask you something, and I wasn't sure if it would be inappropriate. And he was like, go on. And so I asked him, I was like, do you remember that time we were going to blank and blank's apartment? And he's like, yeah. And then I asked him, I was like, was that, how come we never talked about that? And he was like, I don't think there was anything to say. And I was like, yeah. And he told me, he's like, I still think about that all the time. He's like, 'cause that was totally, like, unexpected. Like, I didn't expect it from you. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, why do you ask? And I told him that I had, like, this thing on Reddit. And he's like, what thing on Reddit? A not safe for work account? You're really going to tell me you have a not safe for work account, but you're not going to tell me what it is? And I was like, no, I'm not. I don't know. He's a really super cool guy. Like, he's like really nice. And somebody asked me yesterday on my post, like, why I didn't date Andrew after I broke up with E. And, I don't know. We hung out a couple of times and then I ended up moving to a different city. And, it was weird. 'Cause like, I remember me and E broke up and then, and me and E had like a really shitty breakup. Like he ended up, I wasn't aware at the time, but he was like cheating. He was cheating on me with a girl, but he was cheating on her with me. So he's like cheating on both of us with each other. It was fantastic. And then, he was like doing drugs behind my back, which is really cool. And then, yeah, I should probably cut that out. I feel like, I don't know. Anyway, so, It was really weird because, like, after that happened, like, Andrew had been in a relationship with someone, so we would text here and there, and then I broke up with E, and then he broke up with his girlfriend. It was like destiny. Like, we were meant to, like, hang out. We never dated because I ended up moving, and so, yeah, and then after I moved, like, he ended up getting with his wife, and his daughter is, like, so cute. She's adorable. And she looks exactly like him, which is so funny. And, yeah. I don't know why we never dated, but I'm actually really happy that I didn't date him because him and E are still pretty good friends. Like, he knows about all the shit that E did to me and stuff. And he swears up and down that he didn't know that he was, like, you know, talking to this other girl or, like, fucking this other girl and stuff. And so, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe him because they were really good friends, but I mean, I understand, like, covering for your friends. I can understand why he would do that, especially because, like, he was his best friend, and I don't know. Yeah. I keep getting messages from people that are, like, asking me if there's any way that they can, like, send me stuff or, like, compensate me or, like, thank me for my audios, I guess. And it's like super flattering. So I don't know if you guys, I don't know how I would even do that. Like, I don't know if some of you guys want to, like, I could totally make like an Amazon wish list or something. That feels weird though. I mean, if you guys, I'm not asking you guys to buy me anything. It's just that I've had people like ask. And so, yeah. Let me know if you guys want me to do that, or I could even like, I don't know. You guys could like PayPal me stuff, I guess. I don't know. I keep saying, and I'm stupid. I don't know, dude. Today was just like super shitty, and it's just like, it pisses me off because I like try so hard, and I try to be so professional, and it's just like, it's happened to me multiple times that like, I'm like treated differently, or like shit happens differently because I don't have a dick, you know, like thankfully, thank God for all of you that I don't have a dick. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It's really shitty. And it just sucks. Like, and then people always say like that I'm strong, like, oh, you're so strong. And I'm just like, yeah, I have to be like, I can't let people walk all over me. Like, you let people walk all over you, and it's just like, they think that they can just get away with anything. And that's totally not like how life, that's like not how I want to go about life. And so, yep, I don't know. What else could I talk to you guys about? Let's see. I'm totally going to go on my Reddit right now and just like look at some comments you guys have left me to see if I can just like respond to them. Sorry if you guys can hear me breathing. I'm human, so I breathe. Oh my God, you guys sent me a bunch of pictures of your dogs, and that's totally rad. I think dogs are so cute. Fantastic. Just keep sending me pictures of your dogs. That's actually really fucking cool. Let's see. The comments on this, like, that stupid thing I wrote is funny. I don't know. All right, let's go on my Ask Me Anything thing. I don't know. I have a tiger. God, I can't believe I'm gonna eat ham tomorrow. I'm like so excited. Today, I woke up with "So What You Want" by the Beastie Boys stuck in my head. I actually fucking love the Beastie Boys, which is super weird because I feel like they're not my generation, but like I love them so much. And yeah, it's funny because they just put out a new book, and it's called Beastie Boys Book, and it's like huge, and it has like a bunch of pictures and stories in it. And I saw them on Jimmy Fallon, not saw them in person, but like I watched the thing with the interview with Jimmy Fallon, Mike D and Ad Rock. And, yeah, I saw their interview and I thought it was super, I didn't even know they were putting out a book, but I got really stoked. And I texted my brother and I was like, "Hey, I know what I want you to get me for Christmas." And he was like, "What? It's too soon." I was like, "No, it's not. I want you to buy me this book by the Beastie Boys." And I sent him like the Amazon listing. And he was like, "Why this book?" I was like, "Listen, it's the Beastie Boys." my brother knows a bunch of like Beastie Boys songs. It's funny because like all the music that I listen to, like my brother grew up listening to because of me. So my brother like listens to the Beastie Boys too, but I don't think he's like super, super excited about like the book. see. I went to go see Fantastic Beasts the other day. And I was like super stoked about it. And then at the, I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, but if you have, at the end of the movie, I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, but like at the end of the movie, do you guys know that vine of the lady who like, she's, oh my God, you guys are gonna laugh. Have you guys ever seen that vine of the lady? She's like pointing at a map of the US and she goes, "So I am Confucian. Why is this one Kansas? And this is not our Kansas. America, explain what you mean Arkansas." Like that fucking vine makes me laugh so much. But that was me at the end of Fantastic Beast. I literally, like, the movie ended and I literally looked, I was with my brother's girlfriend and I looked over at her and I went, "I am Confucian." Like that's literally what I said. And she was like, "I don't understand what just happened." And so we left the movie theater and both of us were just kind of like, we didn't understand what just happened. And then I also saw Bohemian Rhapsody the other day and I was super, super excited about it because I grew up listening to like Queen, like because of my dad. And it's funny because everybody says my dad looks just like Freddie Mercury. Like every time that people see pictures of me as a kid with my dad, they're like, "Has anybody ever told you your dad looks just like Freddie Mercury?" And I'm like, yeah, I get that all the time. And so, it's funny because I didn't think my dad like really looked like Freddie Mercury. And then when I saw like Rami Malek, like in his like full getup with like the mustache and shit. And I saw him in like that white shirt from the like Live Aid. And I was like, "Oh my God, he looks just like my dad." And then that's when I realized that like my dad does look like Freddie Mercury. The only thing that I was like kind of disappointed about is like Under Pressure is one of my all time favorite songs. And so I really wanted like there to be like a David Bowie cameo in there. I don't know why, but it wasn't. And I was pretty stoked about like the Live Aid, how they recreated it. And I thought like Rami Malek did a hugely super awesome job. Like he did a great job. And so, yeah, I watched that and it was pretty good. What else have I watched recently? I've started trying to watch Homecoming on Amazon. I watched like 2 episodes of it because my stepmom told me that she was hooked. And me and my stepmom, I grew up like watching like romantic comedies with my stepmom, like old romantic comedies, like First Wives Club and bullshit like that. And so my Best Friend's Wedding is one of my all time favorite movies because of me and my, like we watch that all the time. Every time we see each other, like we hang out, like we watch that movie together. And so, she told me to watch it because she said Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney were in it together. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so excited." Like thinking it's going to be like My Best Friend's Wedding and it's like not. So I was like kind of disappointed. I just started watching that. And what's the other show I just started watching? I started watching something. Oh, I started watching Narcos Mexico. Which I like never watched the beginning parts of I never saw any of the other seasons of Narcos. And then I saw, every time I think of Narcos, I think of like the Migos song. Narco. Anyway, so what does he say? He's like Pablo. Yeah, go straight out the jungle. Na 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 na. And then you hear like Offset in the background go arriba. I don't know. Anyway, you guys probably have never heard that song, or you have and you think I sound like an idiot. But yeah, I started watching that because Diego Luna and Gael Garcia Bernal, ever since I saw them in Tu Mamá También, are my dream men. I'm going to marry them and have their children. And listen, I know that they're married and they have children, but I'm still going to marry them and have their children. I don't care what you say. I fucking love them so much. And so I was really stoked when I heard that Michael Peña and Diego Luna were going to be in Narcos. So I started watching it. Also, because my dad is like, the place that the show is like about, my dad is from there. So like, my dad has a lot of knowledge on like the drug shit in Mexico and shit. And so I was really excited to watch that. And I told my dad like to watch it. So like right now I'm about to start the 3rd episode of the new season, but I haven't because I'm waiting for my dad to watch it. And what else have I even watched? I think that's it. I'm also a big like House of Cards fan, but I haven't seen that because I don't know. I don't know how I feel about whatever. And I think I'm going to stop talking now because my neighbor just pulled up and she is going to see me sitting here like an idiot talking to myself and I look like an idiot. But anyway, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to this, but if you are,
If you do, thank you so much. No, for real. Like, if you do listen to this, like, thank you so much for, like, letting me just, like, kind of vent and ramble. It really, like, helps. I don't know. I, like, sometimes I really miss. This is going to sound super shitty. Like, I miss, like, having someone to, like, talk on the phone with. Like, I have people in my life, of course, that I, like, can talk to and shit. But, like, sometimes I just, like, wish that I could just, like, call someone up and just talk to them. And other people have jobs and, or I feel like I annoy people. And so I can do that. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's, I don't know. But, yeah, making these audios is actually super fun for me. And I'm glad that you guys enjoy them. And, oh, my God, there's an old lady walking up my neighbors. Oh, my God, my neighbor just saw me. Where's she going? Who is that old lady? What the heck? What the fuck is happening right now? All right. I look like an idiot right now. All right. I'm gonna go. Yeah. So, catch you later, masturbators. Just kidding. I love saying that. It's so funny. Cause like you guys do masturbate to my audios, which is great. But I'm also a masturbator because you guys, I'm the one that masturbates and you guys listen to me masturbate. So it's like masturbators to the second power. Every time I think, I hear the word masturbators, it makes me think of televators. Like the song by the Mars Volta. Shout out if you know who the Mars Volta are. Oh no, I'm not going to start talking about the Mars Volta because then I'm going to go on another tangent. Oh my God, my neighbor just said hello to me again. What? Okay, I'm just going to go now. Bye.